I've known our mayor, Bob Chiarelli, for many, many years, going back to his time when he was with the Ontario legislature several years ago. And I've always found it interesting that, you know, we think we know people, and sometimes we don't. So I want to say one thing about Bob that you probably don't know, and that is his real commitment to the environment. And he has demonstrated this in many, many instances. And I've often gone to him and talked to him about certain initiatives. He will mention one new initiative, I think, I understand, today, that will help you to appreciate this. And we've talked on several occasions of innovative technologies that can reduce the demands for energy, for example, or convert waste to energy or things of that nature, and he's always responded. And I will let him talk a little bit about this, but I want you to know that this guy is very committed in his personal life as well as mayor to some very innovative things, and I think we're on the verge of a major worldwide breakthrough in a new technology that I can't tell you about at the moment because we're a couple of months away from working this out, but will be extremely exciting and will solve some major, major problems, not only in our community, but in others in our country. So, Mr. Mayor, there he is. Sorry, please.
Thank you very much, Richard. It's still morning. Good morning, everyone. First of all, I want to say that we're very pleased at the City of Ottawa to be able to be a platinum sponsor of this particular Eco Stewardship Fair. I want to also reiterate something that Richard just said, and that is that the environment is a priority for the City of Ottawa. Probably the highest priority at the City of Ottawa. Certainly speaking for me personally, it is. I think if you look at the record in the city, particularly the innovation in the city, where we want to go and how we want to make the environment a priority, I think you might be convinced. I have to say, first of all, you've all heard of the LRT project, the light rail project. That's a $725 million project. It's the largest construction project in the history of the City of Ottawa. But most importantly, it is the largest environmental project in the history of the City of Ottawa. And I see Councillor Clive Doucette here. Clive Doucette was one of the champions of the LRT project when it came forward. And I'm looking forward to having Clive Doucette standing beside me sometime in September or October when we break ground on that tremendous environmental project. Thank you very much, Clive. I won't go through a whole list of what we're doing for the environment and in the environment in terms of our programming at the city. But I do want to just mention two in particular to show that we are on the cutting edge. By the end of this year, we will be cutting the ribbon on a plant at our own Trail Road landfill that will convert methane gas into enough electricity to serve 5,000 homes in the City of Ottawa. That is progress. Woo. We are also working on installing a pilot project at Trail Road for plasma technology. And I have to say that that project would not be underway in the City of Ottawa if it were not for Richard Patton. Richard Patton was like the best salesman you could ever see. He knocked on doors, federal level, he knocked on doors at the provincial level, he knocked on doors at the municipal level. We invited him in. He brought his proponents with him. He showed us the technology, the plasma technology. And he monitored that and assisted that project between the city and the province at every step of the way. We now have a project that is likely going to be the most technologically advanced landfill technology in the world. It's a technology that uses very, very high levels of heat, plasma technology, to convert garbage into a gas, and that gas is then used to generate electricity. Not one bit of emission goes into the air. It's all captured inside the process. And the corporation that is doing that is so busy taking orders for that technology on the assumption that it will prove to be effective in terms of commercialization, that Ottawa will be seen as the lead in terms of solid waste control and management in the world. That would not have happened without Richard Patton. So Richard, I want to publicly thank you for your leadership on that issue. And I want to talk about another initiative at the city. It's a new initiative. It's an initiative that involves leadership. In order to continue to advance the city's environmental agenda, I have appointed our city manager, Ken Kirkpatrick, as the environmental commissioner for the city of Ottawa. The highest management level of the city is going to also share the responsibility of being the environmental commissioner. He has already convened the city manager's working group, where he's got all the senior managers coordinating and finding every opportunity to bring the environment to the forefront in terms of the city of Ottawa. The working group will ensure that Ottawa's environmental initiatives are coordinated at the corporate level to achieve maximum impact. We also know that as a city, we need to work hard at the city to get our environmental message out. We have a plan, and we need your help to make it a success. As part of our education and outreach efforts, I have just launched the City of Ottawa's new Enviro Guide on ottawa.ca. This is a state-of-the-art website that is going to be very, very interactive and very engaging for the public. The site provides environmentally friendly activities and easy tips for residents and businesses to get involved and to get green. Residents can sign up to receive a five-step guide, complete with instructions and checklists for each season, online. The website will also improve the information about city programs and act as a green guide of the city's environmental projects, programs, and policies. It will act as an information kiosk on what, why, and how the city is doing to meet our environmental goals. We also announced yesterday out in Kanata a new green partnership program. This is $1 million of new funding in the city's budget for 2006. We are inviting community groups, community associations, service clubs, environmental groups, school environmental groups to apply, and again they can apply online and also get help to do so by phone, for a project that will give them up to $20,000 within their own neighborhood. And these are environmental projects, they're beautification projects, they're projects that will respect the pride that our citizens have in keeping us a beautiful and green community. This project also has a hallmark project category, which is a larger project. For example, if there is a broader area as there is in Manotick, where they are creating a green pathway network. They will be able to access this green fund for larger funding envelopes in order to assist the community move forward with its leadership. So we have many new things underway. We have added significant budget envelopes in the last short while for the environment, including how to make our city more green. And I want to end on a very, very happy note. We have a network of advisory committees at the city. One of those advisory committees is the Environment Committee. And today, one of the long-standing active members of the city's Environment Advisory Committee, Ann Coffey, will be receiving a very, very special award today. And I want to say how proud we are at the city, how proud I am as mayor to have people like Ann Coffey sitting there working in the trenches, committed and making a difference for the environment. So I want to say thank you very much. And the environment, I can finish on just one note. The environment is such a priority for this community that people would rather learn about the priority, and they're all out there, rather than listen to political speeches. Thank you.